something about twice as long as a pellet would be a
bed roll.
Do you ever have a bolster?
Bolster, yeah.
How far across the bed did that go?
All the way across?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's one big like pillow.
And if you didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children to sleep on, you could make a
paddle.
And say if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say this year we had a good
cotton year.
Or we raised a big
crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
cleared it off.
And wheat is tied up into a
wall.
And the bundles are piled up into a
we just take it in and pile it in the barn.
Mm-hmm.
Crib.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
You combine, I guess, then way back then, I guess they used a, I don't know what they call it. I remember my good daddy and him talking about it. I don't know what to, I have for my time.
What about, talk about how much wheat you raised to an acre. You say we raised 40?
Bushels per acre.
Huh?
40 bushels per acre.
Okay. And you say we expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich.
Or another word for that.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Or it's very
fertile. Very
and
fertile.
What different kinds of land are there?
Bottom land, red land, sandy land,
mm-hmm.
sandy loam.
What's sandy loam like?
It's kind of a mix between sand and bottom.
Mm-hmm. Is it good for planting? Or?
Yeah, sandy loam land makes good cotton.
Mm-hmm. What's bottom land like?
Well, usually it's stiff land.
Where do you find it?
Next to a creek or river.
Mm-hmm. What about land that you use just for grassland? You raise hay on it?
No. It's just sandy land or something.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of a meadow or a prairie or?
Meadow. Hay meadow.
And land that's got water standing on it most of the time.
Marsh.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for marsh?
Seep or something.
Mm-hmm. Or a place with a lot of trees and dead trees or overgrown brush and all.
Thicket.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a big marshy area? Where you
ravine or?
Huh?
Ravine or?
Mm-hmm. What about a swamp?
Swamp, marsh.
What's the difference?
It's not no different really. Swamp and marsh.
What's a ravine like?
Well, gully, kind of ditch where water goes, kind of wasteland.
Mm-hmm. Which is bigger, a ditch or a gully or a ravine?
Gully?
Mm-hmm.
Gully is bigger, a lot bigger than a ditch.
What about a ravine?
A ravine is bigger than a gully.
Mm-hmm. And you had some swampy land and you wanted to get the water off it. You say you wanted to
drain it.
And the things you dig to drain the water off would be
shovel and pick or
huh?
Shovel and pick or